Conference report. They spoke to us. Report from the 171st Semiannual General Conference, October 6th and 7th, 2001. President Gordon B. Hinckley. Are these perilous times? They are. But there is no need to fear. We can have peace in our hearts and peace in our homes. We can be an influence for good in this world, every one of us. President Thomas S. Monson, First Counselor in the First Presidency. May we resolve from this day forward to fill our hearts with love. May we go the extra mile to include in our lives any who are lonely or downhearted or who are suffering in any way. President James E. Faust, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. The overwhelming message of the Atonement is the perfect love the Savior has for each and all of us. It is a love which is full of mercy, patience, grace, equity, long-suffering, and above all, forgiving. President Boyd K. Packer, Acting President of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. I love this Book of Mormon, another testament of Jesus Christ. Study it, and one can understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament in the Bible. I know it is true. Elder Dallin H. Oakes of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. The Lord loves all of His children. He desires that all have the fullness of His truth and the abundance of His blessings. He knows when they are ready, and He wants us to hear and heed His directions on sharing His gospel. Elder Joseph B. Worthlin of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. The only thing you need to worry about is striving to be the best you can be. And how do you do that? You keep your eye on the goals that matter most in life, and you move towards them step by step. Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. For enduring peace and security at some time in life, in quiet moments of reflection, you must come to know with a surety that there is a God in heaven who loves you, that He is in control and will help you. That conviction is the core of a strong testimony. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. We should pay tithes and offerings as a personal expression of love to a generous and merciful Father in heaven. Through His grace, God has dealt bread to the hungry and clothing to the poor. At various times in our lives, that will include all of us. Elder Henry B. Eyring of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. If you ponder the Scriptures and begin to do what you covenanted at baptism with God to do, I can promise you that you will feel more love for God and more of His love for you. Elder H. Ross Workman of the 70. God has blessed His children with prophets to instruct them in His ways and prepare them for eternal life. Obedience is essential to realize the blessings of the Lord, even if the purpose of the commandment is not understood. Bishop H. David Burton of the Presiding Bishopric. Among our youth, vulgar and crude terms seem to come easily as they describe their feelings. My young friends, now is the time to stand tall in eliminating these words from your vocabulary. Seek strength from your Heavenly Father to overcome it. End of conference report. They spoke to us.